episode 357, Empower Your Year.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy New Year, sweet sisters. How are you? Oh my goodness, it's a happy day. It's a wonderful day. It is a new year. Are you ready just to jump in and say, I'm all in this year? Or has that been always your response every year? We're going to chat about that today because we're here to talk about how you can empower your year. This is going to be like no other year you've ever had. Seriously. You got to believe that. And it's got to start right now, today. So I'm so thrilled you're here. Come on in. Let's take some time together because you probably stayed up real late, right? It's probably kind of mid-afternoon and you're like, well, maybe I'll kind of listen. And no, I'm probably going to doze off, but that's okay. At least maybe I'll get something via osmosis, maybe, hopefully. Well, hopefully what'll happen is you'll tune in and you'll say, oh, I get this. I want this. This is my next step. We've been talking about so many things. And if you're brand new to the Create Your Now family, welcome. Aloha. I am so thrilled that you are here. You're a part of the family. And truly, you're an extension to our family. I tell you, I have said already a special prayer for you all. And I say it with my family because you may only hear my voice a lot of the times, but their voice rings through my voice. And this is a family affair. Our family of seven, along with the puppy dog and then the kitty cats. Yes, we are here to send many blessings to you and what God has in store for you this year. So know that we are praying for you. Okay, we got to dive right on in. Are you ready? I'm so excited. I'm ready. Okay. Before we jump in too much, though, we've got to get a few domestic beauties out of the way. Number one is there's something happening on the website. Yes, it is supposed to be live today as you're hearing this. Hopefully it will be. It may not be 100% finished, but we're going to get something there. So be looking for it here in the next few days. It's just a little bit different. New things are going to be coming. New opportunities for you all, for me to be able to serve you better. And I am thrilled about it. And 2016, it's going to be a blast. It really is. It's time to empower your year right now. So Happy New Year. How was your celebration? Did you stay up to like 12:01 and then crash? Or did you say, oh man, I am too old for that, Christiane. I went to bed at about 10:05 and said, I'll see the new year when I wake up at my normal time. Some of you may even have to be at work and you're traveling there now. Thank you. For those who are going out, sometimes you don't get those days off. And that means you're serving other people. So thank you for your service. And I also have to give a shout out to our men and women in our armed forces. They've got it tough this year. They're away from their families. And for those of you who are listening around the world, because I know you are, know that I have a special heart for you. Being a military brat myself, growing up in the military in two branches, Navy and Army, it really does ring true with me and that you all are family. So know that we are praying specifically too for your safety, your well-being, and your families. Now, we're talking about empowering your year and how you can do that because, you know, today is not only a new day, but it's a new year, a new beginning for you. It's an opportunity. It presents itself as what? A glimpse of hope that something better is on the horizon. That's really what a new year does. I mean, really, any day that we wake up should feel like a new year. It's a new day. But a lot of times we don't see it that way. We allow ourselves to just kind of like fumble through life. And we just go drifting. We try to stick to the plans, and it just doesn't work that way. We discombobulate ourselves. We try to follow the plans, and it doesn't work, does it? You know, when that clock struck midnight, what went through your mind if you were still up? Maybe you were dreaming, so maybe I should ask, what were you dreaming when the clock struck midnight? Were they all the New Year's resolutions you want to accomplish this coming year? Or maybe it was what you didn't accomplish the past, not just 1 year, but 2 or 3 years ago. What is it about our failures becoming our focus? the what ifs, I should have. It tends to hold us back. And it's something that you have to come to terms with. In order to empower your year, you have to begin to realize that those failures are done. You can't change them anymore. But as you continue to focus on them, what are you doing? You're giving them power. You're empowering your own failures. And that's not where you want to, you don't want to highlight that, do you? Do you want that on your highlight reel? Think about it in Facebook, on social media. Maybe you're an Instagram fanatic. Is that what you want seen throughout this year, is just your failures? Or are you wanting to really focus on what? Your strengths, where you're headed, your growth, your progress, the cool stuff in life. Empower your year. I came upon a definition because resolutions are really big right now, right? Everybody talks about them. In fact, they're all over the media. They're asking the celebrities, oh, what's your New Year's resolutions? And then, you know, in Times Square, they're all, you know, interviewing everybody and they're saying, oh, what's your New Year's resolution? What are you going to do? What are you going to change this year to make happen? So I had to look up the actual definition because I really wanted to see what, quote unquote, Webster had to say about it. And this is what I found out. A resolution is this: a firm decision to do or not to do something. A firm decision to do or not to do something. Okay. Well, a firm decision. That didn't say anything about a commitment following that, did it? A lot of us make those firm decisions of, okay, I'm going to stick with this. Those resolutions mean usually what? Oh, that you're going to try for, yeah, 2.5, maybe stretch it to 3 weeks. But then life gets happening and you're in full swing. Activities have started back up for the kids. You're in the groove again. You're started working on your business plus working outside the home. Oh, and then you've got all the basketball schedules coming up and soccer's around the corner. Then it's secondary, isn't it? Yeah. What happens is the firm decision is not to do something. You go back into what you're comfortable in. So the resolution was really the firm decision not to do what you want to do. How crazy and backwards is that? But that's where the majority of us find ourselves. But I know you don't want that for yourself. You are sitting here saying, I want more. I want to empower my year, Christiane. I want that. I'm tired of thinking about the what ifs over the last 1, 2, 3 years of my life. I'm tired of dreaming. I'm tired of wishing. I want to see some of it happening. I want to be a part of that. Yeah. Empower your year. Now, here's another word for you. Revolution. Ooh, I like that word. Okay, not only is revolution military, okay, it goes along with the military aspect of what it means, right? To overthrow a government or take a firm stronghold, okay? But the one definition that I pulled out of it was this: a dramatic and wide-reaching change in the way something works or is organized or in people's ideas about it. The synonyms for that was transformation, metamorphosis, or, as we like to call it, kind of a slang, a shakeup or a shakedown. A revolution. What would you rather be? Resolving and having a resolution, which is a firm decision to do or not to do something, which usually is the latter part of that definition, is to not do something. Oh yeah, I want to do this. I'm going to go to the gym, you know, 5 times a week. First week and a half. Let me know how that goes for you. In a month, tell me if you're still there. That's just how it is. It's just a fact of life. And that's not something to beat yourself up over. But what it is we're giving power to words that are simply what? Leading to our failures, which means we're focusing on that. Do you see where I'm coming? So I want you to change your thought of New Year's resolutions, and I want you to think of New Year's revolutions. It's time to make a dramatic and wide-reaching change in your life. Empower your year. That's what you're here to do. You want a revolution. You want to make something different than where you are, or you wouldn't be here. You want more to life. And that is awesome. Maybe you have friends who just are frankly okay with where they are. And that's where they want to be. But you're like, I want something else, Christiane. I need that more. Well, you've come to the right place. Because that's what we're going to work on this year. We're going to work on it together. I'm pushing myself. I'm right there with you. I've already been making my plans. I'm going to be sharing them with you. I'm going to be open with it. So you guys kind of see what's happening, how I'm developing, because there are major things happening. And it's really exciting. But it's like, oh, what happens to ring true sometimes? Those failures come back. When the failures begin to come back, you start to focus on it. Then what sets in self-doubt? Ugh. That's a whole recipe for what? Yeah, you're not hitting your revolutions. You're not going to get there. So today, empower your year. And this is how you're going to do it. Your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, is right here for you. Ready your mind. You need to ready your mind to empower your year. Oh, sounds so simple, doesn't it? It is simple, but it's not. This is the biggest part of your life. And I'm not asking you now to sit here and create your goals for 2016. Oh, no, we're not jumping into that quite yet. You may already have an idea. You're already thinking about it. Oh, I want to be debt-free. I want to lose weight. I want to be going to the gym. I want to be healthier this year. I want to be able to strengthen my marriage. I want to read more. I want more personal development. I want to have that business of mine. I want to grow it. I want to grow my email list. I want to create something for us instead of me working for everybody else. All of that can come, but we're just not going to focus on that today. Why? Because you got to work on your KISS. Ready your mind. If your mind's not ready, nothing's going to happen. I don't care if you call it the resolution or the revolution. Nothing is going to go forward from here. So it's time to ready your mind. How you're going to do that is number one, let it go, let it go, let it go. I'm talking about your failures. What you didn't accomplish. Let your baggage go. It's time to forget about it. Now, what does that mean? That may mean you may have a crying session a couple times in the next few weeks. Seriously, this is not going to happen overnight. I know, I'm speaking from experience. I've had to let some baggage go. I've had to let my failures go. I mean, come on, I'm a perfectionist. I still want to do the best all the time. But that doesn't mean I'm perfect. But it's how I actually strategize with my perfectionism that allows me to continue to move forward and not hold me back, which then takes me into failures, setbacks, et cetera. And then we've got a different spiral happening. And we don't want to go down that road, do we? No, no. That's a rabbit hole we don't want to go down. So you have to start with let it go. Those failures, let them go. If you need to ask someone for forgiveness for whatever reason, then ask for it. You may have tears. You may have a breakdown. And I'm not saying breakdown isn't like you're a crazy person or something, breakdown. It may be just an emotional thing of like, wow, I just kind of have this feeling of heaviness. And then all of a sudden you feel like you've lost 20 pounds. I've been there. That's what it feels like. And it's the greatest rush ever when you let it go. When you face those failures and say, okay, I'm done. For me personally, I leave him at God's feet. Is that easy to do? No, it's not. Can it be done? Oh, yes, it can. But it takes persistency and consistency to get it done. It's not an easy task. And that's why you have to ready your mind, and we start here. So you need to think about, yeah, what do you need to let go of? And let it go. Because it's time to learn and grow. And when you're learning and growing from your failures, what does that mean? You're moving ahead. And if you keep thinking about those failures and focusing on those, you're not moving ahead. You're just going backwards. So it's time. Let it go. Number two, you need to begin the reframing process. Oh, yes, it's time to reframe. I love this. What does that mean? You need to build your foundation from the bottom up. You do. You got to have a strong foundation. So you got to begin building your foundation in your mind. You heard me. In your mind. Because we're going to connect that mind and heart here. And that's going to be the strongest ever foundation. And it starts with this, number three. You got to have your love notes. Mm-hmm. Ready your mind starts with love notes from who? You to you. It's from you to you. Now, we got to be honest here, ladies and gents, for those of you who are listening. You may not like who you see in the mirror right now. You may be really frustrated. Maybe you're having some anger issues. Maybe you just recently went through a divorce. Maybe you're lost because, honestly, you kind of lost contact with God, but you know you should be doing something more, but you feel very empty inside. There's a void within you. That void within you, the only way any of that void's going to go away is you loving yourself first. And it starts with love notes from you to you. That's how you begin reframing the reframing process and building your foundation. I've had the privilege of living and moving around the U.S., then traveling the world. And growing up, of course, being part of a, I was a preacher's kid, and because my father was a pastor, and he was also a chaplain in the military. And I've had the opportunity to be a part of church building projects, both as the church family, meaning the pastor and his wife and children, okay, and also as a congregational member. And so I've seen it from all sides. I've seen the struggles, the heartaches. I've seen the absolute positively amazing celebrations and miracles. I've seen it all. I've seen lives changed by it for good and for bad. But one thing that has been very, very consistent about the foundation are the love notes. One church that we currently go to built up their church from the ground up. And the first thing that they did was they were to write basically love notes and their favorite scripture. And that was their foundation before they put anything on top of it. That's what they did. That's what you need to do. You need those love notes. You need those scriptures. You need those whether you want to call them devotions, you can call them inspirational readings or sayings, quotes. You need to find a few of those and you need to write them. And they need to be visual to you. That's all going to be part of building this foundation to ready your mind to empower your year. It's going to take work. And this work initially is going to be some emotional work. I was writing this out and I was writing just my notes because I don't write this out verbatim. You know that I share that with you. When I do my podcast, I do notes and highlights. And then it's me as if I'm talking right to you because that's how I want it to be. Sometimes I stumble upon my words and I edit it out once in a while. And sometimes, oops, I don't. The thing is here is when I was writing it out, it was touching me. I began to tear up because I know what it's like to go through this whole process. I've been there many times. And some of them are still fresh enough that, yeah, there's still some pain there. And when I know that there's still some pain there, I know I haven't 100% let it go. So, yeah, as much work that I've done, I still need to go and ready my mind. I still need to let it go and begin the reframing process by building my foundation, all starting with love notes. Today is your day to do just that. I want you to ready your mind to empower your year. This is it for you. I'm so, oh my gosh, I am delighted, ecstatic, and I'm already amazed at what God has in store for you. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. Happy New Year. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.